a housewarming gift.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The Senate is continuing its debate of the $900 billion stimulus bill. Last night, Senate Republicans added an amendment offering a tax perk on home purchases. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has more.
If you're thinking about buying a house, this might be a nice sweetener. How about a $15,000 tax credit when you purchase a home as your primary residence? That's the amendment the Senate passed by unanimous voice vote last night. Republican Johnny Isaacson of Georgia proposed the amendment as a way to encourage people to buy homes. That would stabilize housing prices, whose freefall helped trigger this economic mess. The tax perk would cost $19 billion, ballooning the total stimulus to $920 billion. The full tax credit would apply to homes worth $150,000 or more, and purchased within a year of the bill being signed into law. Homes worth under $150,000 would get a credit worth 10% of the purchase price. A Senate vote on the stimulus package could come as early as tonight. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Lenovo Group announced its first quarterly loss in almost 3 years today. That's the big computer maker based in China. Asian shares were mostly lower today. Deutsche Bank announced this morning its earnings are in the red. That's part of what's dragging on shares in Europe right now. The Dow lost 121 points, or 1.5% yesterday. It's at 7,956. The Nasdaq was pretty much flat. The S&P gave up 0.75%. The U.S. agency that manages Alaska's Arctic waters will take an historic vote today. Ice is melting off the north coast of the state, creating a tempting new playground for commercial fishing. But federal fishery managers are stopping it before it starts. Sarah Gardner has this report from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
The North Pacific Fishery Management Council is expected to recommend closing almost 200,000 square miles of U.S. ocean to industrial fishing. That's an area larger than the state of California, right off Alaska's northern coast. Sea ice there has been melting much faster than expected, and scientists don't know what damage huge fishing trawlers might inflict. Marine conservationist Christopher Krenn says putting a hold on fishing those waters is like a preemptive strike.
And we're hopeful that other industries will look at this approach as a way to sustainably manage the expansion of industrialization into the Arctic.
Krenn is referring to potential undersea oil and gas exploration. The Pew Environment Group says if the Secretary of Commerce approves this fishing closure, it'll signify the first major effort by the U.S. to protect the Arctic marine ecosystem. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue, fresh thinking on the moral, spiritual, and ethical aspects of the economic downturn. Gain perspective at speakingoffaith.org.
With all this talk about a stimulus package, there are a lot of economists, historians, and bloggers taking this as an opportunity to step inside a time machine. The dial inside that time machine is set to 1933. There's a new fascination with the New Deal as we consider our fate in this recession. Our economics correspondent Chris Farrell is among those time travelers. Hi, Chris. Some recent op-eds say the New Deal made the Great Depression worse. What's your take?
Well, my take on it is the New Deal was a success. And you have to be a little bit careful about defining that and not setting up a straw man. The New Deal was not perfect. It didn't, solve everything. But remember, we had 25% unemployment, and actually really higher than that if you include the underemployed. And the New Deal basically did bring people back to work.
Now, a big part of the New Deal was stimulating wages. And you have those that say, great, wages were high. That was supposed to increase purchasing power. But really what happened was they were so high that industry ended up being choked.
Yeah, and there, you know, in defending the New Deal, I mean, remember some of the things that were done. We had Social Security, we got the FDIC, you got the Securities and Exchange Commission. We went for some higher wages to try and help out the factory worker. Not everything worked. Not everything was perfect. And real wages were going up anyway. I mean, if you had a job, I mean, think about it. If you had a job and you're getting a regular paycheck, just think how much farther your dollar went during the Great Depression because of falling prices, right? I mean, that's one aspect of looking at a deflation that goes along with the Depression.
When it comes to Wall Street, I guess a difference in the 1930s was that you didn't see images of green and red arrows for the Dow and the S&P everywhere
right.
you turned. And the Dow didn't actually hit that level that it was at in 1929 until, I think, the mid-50s.
Right, 1954.
What kind of parallel can you draw there as people really are still so nervous about what the market's doing right now?
Well, you know, one of the things that happened during the Great Depression is you get the decline in 1929, then you get the decline in 1930, and then you get a decline in 1931, and people are going, well, it can't go any lower. 6 months later, you were completely wiped out mm-hmm. because the Dow went down 89% and did not hit its low until July 1932. The parallel I would draw is the history of financial crises is that they are longer and they are deeper and they're harder to get out of than we're thinking about right now.
Well, New Deal, stimulus package, whatever you want to call things right now, how about leaving us with some new hope?
Well, I think that, you know, it's very clear that the package that gets passed, the New Deal, whatever you want to call it, let's just call it a fiscal stimulus package. It's the right thing to do. It's an insurance policy, and monetary policy is doing what it can. It now needs some help on the fiscal side.
And that is our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you.
If you have some thoughts on the New Deal and how it applies to what's happening now, you can post your thoughts at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.